Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, it is. Afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, hello, Buzzole, my old mate. Because we've spent almost the whole day together and you've got sleep in your eye and it's the middle of the afternoon. What's happened?
Oh, we did have an early start. I just had a little afternoon nap on the couch at work.
Mm.
It was a real deep one. Like, I woke up and there was, like, saliva coming out of my mouth.
Are you quite a spitty sleeper?
Well, no, because I think it's because I got a cold. I can't breathe through my nose. So I was really, like, I had dry mouth and saliva on the pillow. It was all gross. And you know what really annoys me too? Mm. I can't stand offices when it's a hot, beautiful hot day and you dress for the hot day and then you get to work and it's so freaking cold because they've turned the aircon on because it's summer that you're dressed inappropriately. So I just slept freezing, curled up with pillows over the top of me trying to keep me warm.
So what do officers need to do? Offer ski suits at the front door?
No, they just need to regulate their temperatures. It can't be that hard.
I mean, yeah, okay. So
it doesn't need to be -5 on a hot day. It could just be like 10
okay,
instead of...
It's not -5 in here.
It is sometimes. Not in here. In our little stationary cupboard, it's like
minus,
45.
If it was -5, you wouldn't have woken up with drool. You would have woken up with popsicles hanging from your nose.
It's too cold.
I just reckon you're struggling and feeling a little grumpy after our big night last night.
Our night where I left a concert an hour and a half early just so I could miss the traffic.
I mean, I'm ashamed to say it's the first time that I've left early to do the same thing.
We need to talk about this. We went to Drake last night. We've officially decided we are now old. Mm. It came to our attention last night during a concert that we loved that we're officially old and we need to discuss this next therapy session.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
While I'm listening to beautiful Sam Smith, you're watching tattoo show.
It's a show that I've just discovered. It's called Just the Tattoo of Us. And it's Just Tattoo of Us. It's this amazing English show where two people that hate each other decide the tattoo that the other person gets and they get blindfolded and they reveal it. And it is. Hey, Buzz, have you seen it?
I've seen it. Is it not the guys from Geordie Shore? Is it not the same people?
Oh, mate, you've dug deeper than I've dug so far. It is incredible. Anyway,
if you need a new show to watch, watch that tonight.
It'll break your heart.
But don't watch it now. Listen to us. We want to talk.
Good, stern words. There was people
Mum's
pulling
in the
over.
House, and I'm telling you.
People pulling their cars over, trying to find the nearest TV set.
You know you don't need TVs to watch TV anymore,
okay.
Mate. Okay. So that sounded there like the words of an old man.
Yes. And oh, yeah, find a TV set. Find yourself a TV set. Turn off the wireless.
We've decided last night. We went to Drake last night, and awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome show.
Oh.
But for me, I realised I was in the wrong place at the wrong time as I waited outside the concert for a girlfriend who was coming with me, one of our producers.
Yeah.
And every girl that walked past me had a handkerchief on as their top. I was like, where are their clothes?
Yeah.
They're going to get cold.
Yeah.
I would wear that handkerchief in my hair or as a cravat.
Yeah.
I realised I needed a crop top on. I wasn't fitting in. And I was like, Carrie, you're way overdressed. Too many clothes, for starters. Then I saw some of Ollie's friends arrive.
Even the word handkerchief. It's a handkerchief.
I'm sure that's not what the young people call it. There must be some cool word for the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
though.
They call it a top.
Exactly. And then I saw some of Ollie's friends arrive with their parents and the parents were like, hey, you know, where's Ollie? And I was like, oh, he's not here. And they're like, oh, you're just here.
You didn't
want
to pretend? You weren't tempted to lie? Oh, he's just at the bar getting his drinks.
And then I was like, okay, I'm here on my own. I'm 20 years too old. But it was
You sent
so
me a
fun.
Message saying, I feel way too old to be there. And I wasn't there yet. And I thought, oh, this will just be you. And then I rocked up. And I think this might be the first time I have thought this. Instead of looking at the women there, and my first thought definitely wasn't, oh, they're hot.
Right.
My first thought was, well, she'll be cold later. And then there was There was one other woman, and I thought, where does she keep her wallet? And I was like, oh, Bickers is right. We're both too old to be here. And at one point I looked across and it was like, she was wearing something and it said Calvin Klein. And I'm like, I'm sure that's underwear. Like, I'm sure there should be overwear. Over the
top. Oh, no, because everyone just wears their bralettes now as their top.
See, again, that's hectic.
You're using my word, hectic. It feels good, doesn't it?
It's hectic.
Anyway, the funniest part was when we went to our seating and we were right at the top, like in this corporate kind of section. And I normally, I'm like, love to be at the front, like right down, getting sweaty and hot. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm in the air conditioning. And then they said, do you want to come down to the front? And I was like, oh, no, I'll just sit here. And in my head I thought, because if I sit here, I can sneak out before the end, then I can get in a cab and not have to line up and I can be back home in bed by 11 p.m.
Yes. You know the only thing I love more than Drake? Beating the Rush.
I mean, he was amazing. It was awesome. It was an incredible show. And even though I was too old, I really enjoyed it. In between the sneezing, I had this weird hay fever episode that I kept, every time I got excited, I sneezed. I was like, you were just a mess. What are you doing?
Well, I was, because we were in separate sections, I was down the front. When you were thinking, geez, that'd be hot and loud. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, this is great, but boy, it is loud. It was
loud. Yeah, earmuff things.
Yeah.
And you know when you see parents take their babies to shows and they put their little things on?
Yeah, I know. He also did heaps of left side, make some noise.
Yeah.
Right side, make some noise.
And lots of talking to the crowd.
Lots of talking
like
to the crowd.
Like pointing people out. You two lovers
love
over there and you two.
I see you, baby girl.
That's right.
I see you, baby girl. And then he said my favourite line of the whole night. He goes, don't cry, baby girl. I'm just here.
Imagine being that cool that you could say that and someone wasn't like, oh, shut up.
Don't cry, baby girl. I'm just here. They're like, I know. That's why I'm crying.
Anyway, we had such a great time, but we have realised we are old. We're officially old, and we're fine with that. We're cool. We'll be the old ones that the kids there go, oh, isn't that nice that Ma and Pa decided to come to the concert?
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. I'm good with that.
Isn't that nice? A couple of people that don't have neck tattoos decided to come to the
show. I mean, you're cooler than me. You do have tats.
I was one of the least tatted people there.
And you've got tats everywhere.
I was trying to show extra bits of skin to be like, hey, guys. I was sitting with people who were famous from YouTube. That's how I felt old about that as well. I'm like, oh, these guys are YouTube people. Even though it sounded like, oh, these are people from YouTube.
The YouTube.
The YouTube people are here. I'm sitting with the Instagram models and the YouTube people.
But we want to speak to you 13, 10, 60. The moment you realised you're old.
Yeah.
It must have been a moment where you were out somewhere and you just went, why? I'm too old to be here. I'm officially over the hill.
I think I've told you this before as well. I had a moment with my dad when my dad, I now know what it is. It's parkour. You know the thing where kids like do that?
Yeah.
I had a moment with my dad where we were walking along South Bank and he said to me, he goes, oi, Tomo, what are those idiots doing? And I thought, well, I'll know what this is. And I turned and I went, I don't know, Dad. And I went, I don't know what the kids are doing these days. I'm old. 13, 10, 60. When did you realise you were old?
We'll chat to you next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about the moment you realise you're old because we went to the Drake concert last night. Loved it, but from the moment I arrived, I was way overdressed and then I left early so I could beat the crowd.
Yeah, you were overdressed because you were wearing actual clothes as clothes.
And the handkerchief that everyone was wearing around their boobs, Rebecca here I think is a younger person. Oh, no, she's gone. Rebecca was going to inform me what the correct name for that attire was.
It was a crop top. Was it called a crop top? I saw some people that were dead set wearing shoelaces around their nipples and they're like, that's enough. I think I'm covered up.
How liberating, though.
What, wearing nipple tassels? Yeah. Every time I do it, people complain.
Andrea, when did you realise you're old, hun?
I realised that I was old when I was working with teenagers and they called me old for using Facebook and they screamed at me for not being on Instagram and Snapchat.
Okay, first of all, Andrea, you sound about 10. How old are you? Don't sound old at all.
I'm 23.
Oh, you are over
there. Still young, babe.
No, 23 is the new 50.
Very old in that moment.
Andrea, so what are the young people using? What are they using?
Because you weren't on Snapchat and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they told me. So they said that I had to be on Instagram and on Snapchat and all these other things that I didn't even know about.
But surely even Snapchat's too old now. Surely they're WhatsApping or something else, aren't they?
Yeah, surely there's a new... I'm sure there'll be a new one tomorrow that they'll all be using.
Yeah. I'm still on MySpace, so I've got a bit of catching up to do.
We need to talk about your text messaging at some point. You have the worst... You text like... My mum texts better than you
what
text.
What do you mean?
You text like my dad. Like, my dad texts in like all capitals. You know those crazy texts where it's like... They're shouting at you.
Yeah.
But your text is just, there's no capital letters in the whole thing. I don't even know how you do it.
But any punctuation. You get what I mean, don't you? Do you need punctuation in a message from me?
I'd like something.
You don't need it. Why are we having this conversation?
You do your...
I'll do me, you do you. Okay. Paul, when did you discover you were old? Are you there, Paul?
Yeah, sorry, guys. The other day I knew I was old when I fell over and I now didn't say I'd had a stack. I've actually said I've had a fall.
Amazing.
I've had a fall. It's up there with I've done a mischief, isn't it? I've had a fall.
I've had a fall.
And I'm guessing you weren't doing any kind of extreme sports when you had this
no
fall.
No parkour.
Yeah, were you, Paul?
Those days are well gone and I've had a fall.
What got you? Just a bit of uneven pavement?
Oh, I think I was struggling to even do that. I think it was just walking.
Yeah, just the old one foot after each other.
Oh, finally let's go to Anita. Thanks, Paul. Anita, when did you realise you were old?
I realised I was old when I saw some male slippers, and as soon as they came out, I was like, oh, yuck, my son's as old as you.
I mean... That was your first thought, but then did you get involved?
No, I actually ended up on my phone. I couldn't watch. I was like, I can't get turned on by boys that are younger than my own kids.
So, fair enough.
I'm assuming you were just Googling pictures of George Clooney, so at least you felt hot and steamy for something.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm bored of my bits, so today we're doing something different with them.
It's time for Bickmore's Useless Bits.
You know, sometimes when you read like online news sites and you're like, that's not news. Why are you telling me that? That's not
you
a real
were just
study.
You haven't used your bits in a while.
No, that too. But that's not for our conversation now.
Mine are feeling a bit useless at the moment, to be honest. Springtime's meant to be the... Anyway,
you're meant to be up and about. I know. Now, I want to talk about the news that isn't news. Like, the first thing I clicked on today was a study that found... If you're a person who puts up Christmas decorations early, you're said to be happier, according to psychology experts. What?
What?
It's not news. What? Yeah. Please don't tell me that somebody actually spent money commissioning a study to find out whether you're a happier person depending on the time of year you put your Christmas decorations up.
Yeah, if you're a person that spent time on that study, you're a loser.
I bet you they put their Christmas decorations up in like July.
Yeah.
They probably do Christmas in July and then keep them up.
Although there's a fine line between July, you need some more hobbies. But if you haven't taken them down from the year before, admire that. Because you get to about April and you go, bugger it. We've come too far.
Apparently, if you decorate the outside of your home during Christmas time, you are a more friendly person. Are you? The world. Apparently, one of the reasons putting up decorations early makes us happier is because it reminds us of our inner child.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So when you're putting them up on December 24,
yeah.
And think of that. Another bit of useless information. Yep. It's just not even useless, just stating the bloody obvious.
Talk to me.
Jennifer Garner has come out and said, in reference to her split with her husband, Ben Affleck, that was married to Ben, the one he's left her for the
big
nanny.
Big gorgeous lips, that one, yeah.
Sure. Things I think of when I think Jennifer Garner, but that's not the point of the story.
Sorry,
lots
mate.
Of other stuff, like her acting credentials and all the rest of it. Anyway, she's split with her husband. He's run off with the nanny. And the quote from her, I would not have chosen this life for me or the kids.
Hang on. Okay, what acting credentials? You tell me your favourite Jennifer Garner movie.
That's not what this segment is.
No, if you're going to have a shot at me for pointing out her big lips and not her movies, you tell me all the Jennifer Garner movies that you've loved. And Sonda, you don't write them down to make Carrie get out of this hole.
Just some real arty ones. I don't remember.
Just name one. Name one Jennifer Garner movie. Sonda's at
the
Sonda's,
others.
Sonda's,
the others.
She's not in the others. How dare I point out a woman's lips and not her acting credentials, which you know so well.
Oh, she's got three beautiful children, Violet, Serafina and
Sam. You're reading off the paper, mate.
Anyway, she's come out and said she would not have chosen this life for her and her kids. She wouldn't. She would not have written, I plan when I grow up and be a big girl, I want to have my husband run off with a nanny. That's what I want.
You know what she's probably thinking? She's probably thinking, when I grow up, I'd like one person to know one of the movies I've done. done. And they don't. One of the two of them mentioned, at least is complimentary about my lips. The other one can't say anything good about me.
If we're going to talk about looks, let's speak about her partner, because she's better off without him. Because, I mean, Ben
Affleck is hot as hell.
No, he's not. He's not. He's definitely. He's actually not.
He is one of the hottest men in the world.
He's not at all.
What do you mean?
Sonda is Ben Affleck, one of the hottest men in the world.
No, isn't he?
He's a fat nine.
He always makes those lists. Those hot men lists.
Well, they're probably the people that put those lists together. The people that put those lists together are probably the people that write these stupid articles about news that's not news.
13 10 60, is Ben Affleck hot? I can't believe I'm campaigning for this so hard.
The final news.
But hang on, Buzz, would you have a crack at Ben Affleck?
Absolutely.
You look a bit like a Ben Affleck.
He doesn't look anything like.
No, he does.
Does this mean you're telling Buzz he's ugly?
No, I'm saying Ben Affleck's hot, mate.
You're calling me ugly, Carrie.
I'm not calling you ugly because you don't look like.
But it is a bit of a version. It is a bit of
a segment, and you've ruined it.
It is a bit of a version. If you rocked up expecting Ben Affleck, you'd quickly tell your friends, and if Buzz was there, you go, he doesn't look like his profile pic.
My final bit of news that's not news is model Bella Hadid has had a nip slip at the Victoria's Secret fashion show in Shanghai.
Am I allowed to mention her looks, or are you going to talk about her acting credentials as well?
She was modelling some lingerie. She did a celebratory dance at the end of the show and one of her nipples popped out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, she's at a lingerie show. Most of the lingerie these days, you see the nipples. They're sheer. It's lace. A nip slip at a lingerie show is not news. That's what is expected to happen.
You also know, I've got a picture of this. I have it in front of me. Also, I would argue that that's areola.
Okay,
that's not actual
not
nipple.
That's
isn't nipple the middle bit? That's okay, just a bit of...
Let's not get technical. Eva from Sydney is on the line. Eva, is Ben Affleck hot or not?
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah, he's hot. Good on you, Eva.
He's not. Thank Leah,
Hang on. I've got one more question for Eva. Eva, can you name a Jennifer Garner movie?
No, I cannot.
No, but she's got stunning lips, doesn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't want to be dragged into this, Eva. She's just calling up
well,
to answer
the
question.
Well, yes, she does. She called the show.
Just to answer
we
your
didn't
hot
call
or not
Eva.
Question.
Okay, let's go to Leah. Leah, is Ben Affleck hot or not?
No, he's very boring looking.
Great. Oh, thanks, boring. Leah. And that's the end of the useless bits. Hang on. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
No, I've got one more question for Leah. Can you name a Jennifer Garner movie?
Switched, I think, or 30?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. New Mount Franklin Lightly Sparkling Water in a can. Three great flavours, lime, raspberry or mango.
Feeling flat this summer?
Lightly sparkle up your life with Carrie and Tommy.
That is right. We have teamed up with Mount Franklin. We want to lightly sparkle up your life. You can register for this at hit.com.au.
We've had so many people writing because we're asking you to tell us what you're feeling flat about this summer. Like, you might have family and friends that have great getaways planned over the summer holidays, but you're just not in a financial position to be able to do it, so you're feeling a bit flat about it. You know, maybe you love the beach, but you're just not going to get there because you're working through summer. Whatever it is,
tell us. We will piggyback you to the beach.
And we will light up your life, thanks to Mount Franklin.
We've got Yvette. Yvette, talk to us. What's making you feel a bit flat?
Oh, look, I wanted to surprise my husband and my twin 5-year-olds with a day at Wet n Wild, Sydney, but we got a huge tax bill because I thought I'd be super awesome and do my own tax, and that didn't go so well.
Here's the thing, Yvette. We have a prize for you, and we will give it to you if you can just name one Jennifer Garner movie.
I can name one. Suddenly 30.
You deserve a prize then, because I was going to say even the word tax is enough to make anybody feel flat. Like, that's the most depressing word.
Ben Affleck is not hot.
Oh, no. Well, you know what we have for you. We have four ultimate season passes to Wet n Wild for you and the fam. It's unlimited entry for the whole year. It gives you free parking. You can get in there 30 minutes early before everyone else.
There's something else as well. There's something else.
$500 cash. You can get new bathers, beach towels, food.
You guys are going to be pruny all year long.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You'll be so busy. You just won't have time to do your tax. You can get an accountant, Yvette, and then maybe get some money back.
Yvette, I think you deserve it for having to put up with that horrible Jennifer Garner movie. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If you want Carrie and Tommy to lightly sparkle up your life, you can register now at hit.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I mean, haven't we had a day so far?
We have.
Gosh.
I like to think in here I've got a bit of authority.
You do?
Yeah.
Like you like to think that because that's correct. I don't know if you've seen Buzz cower when you talk to him, but I try and ask him to do things and he tells me to bugger off and then you do it and he's like, hey.
It's a saving grace because I don't have any at home.
Don't you?
My household is being run by a 2.5-year-old at the moment.
Oh.
And she, like, I never had the terrible twos with Ollie. I just didn't, I don't know whether I was distracted at the time and busy with other stuff and didn't notice,
yeah.
But he just was a very placid little kid. I think I put him on the naughty corner once and then he didn't like it and he never did anything bad ever. Like, he just was a very, oh my gosh, I have, like, Evie is next level crazy. Like, she's actually gone crazy. And I don't know what to do. I'm all out of ideas. On the weekend, I thought, you know what? I'm going to try the naughty corner. I don't know what else to do. You're having a complete nutter meltdown. I've tried to, like, hug you into me firmly. Someone said, just hold them firmly.
Okay, that sounds like you are actually suffocating her. That sounds like something you would say in court as defence.
Oh, sorry, hugging her firmly.
I hug her firmly.
No, someone said you meant to put their arms down and just, like, hug them and just, like, talk slowly and calmly to them. That just made her even more angry.
So you reckon she's turned into a little monster?
Oh, she's so adorable, but she's just, she has these meltdowns and I don't know what to do with them. And I know it's all part of it. I know every kid's done it. This is really boring. I get that. But I don't know what to do about it. And so I decided on the weekend I'd put her in the naughty corner. We haven't tried it yet. And then I was like, where am I going to put her in the house? I was trying to find a corner to put her in because I thought there's no point putting
her. Because you live in a lighthouse. One of the main downsides of living in a perfectly circle house. I have no corners.
I used to just put Ollie in the bottom step of our other house, right? But there's no point putting her where she can see us.
I used to put him on the bottom step.
Yeah.
So we just had to sit there.
Yeah, and he sat there.
Right, okay.
But with her, if I put her anywhere near where she could see us, she'd just get up, right? And so then Ollie said to me, why don't you put her in the cupboard under the stairs? And I was like, we can't put her in the cupboard under the stairs.
Sounding very illegal.
<It's horrible.
laughs> Sounding very Harry Potter / illegal.
And then Chris was like, let's put her outside. I was like, can't put her outside.
I love how the
she'll
three of
away.
You are having a meeting. Where do we chuck this kid?
No, but then I noticed Chris disappeared, right, because he's just such a softie and she's got him wrapped around her little finger. So he disappears, scurries away, right, and leaves me to deal with it.
Yes.
Ollie's laughing too much, so I said, you have to go because it's not funny. I'm trying to discipline her, and even though she's...
So you sent him back to the step, bottom step. It's been 8 years and he's still getting the same punishment.
So then I found this spot sort of near our laundry that's like a kind of little sort of room, and I put her in there, right, and I closed the door and I stood there and she was... like blue in the face, wasn't like, just was like,
yeah.
Anyway, I stood there and I was like, I think it's a minute for their age, just 2 minutes I've got to stand there. And I turn around and I look down and standing next to me is Evie. And I'm like, what?
She can walk through walls.
No, there was another door in this room I didn't know about. She'd come out of the door and run around and come down the hallway and come back around. I was like, oh, you're too clever. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. I don't know what to do with you. And then.
Firstly, I don't mean to point this out. It speaks volumes of you that the room that you don't know about is the laundry. That is amazing. In
Mate,
your own house, you're
I
like,
do the laundry
there's this room
all the time.
I don't know about.
No.
And then you're like, how did you get out of this room?
I think God had a door at the other end of it.
I forgot the laundry. Hey, Chris, do you know there's this room that's got these spinny things in that clean stuff? It's unbelievable. How long have we had this room?
Anyway, then I calmed her down somehow. I just let her cry in my arms. And then she says, I want my daddy. I want my daddy. Go away, mummy. I want my daddy. And then I was so annoyed because I was like, because I've tried to be the tough loved one, he sat in the room. Now she wants to go have the cuddles with him, right? And he's the good one and I'm the bad one.
Yeah, but you said he just wandered off.
Yes.
You know what he was probably doing? The bloody laundry. He was probably, you keep thinking he's disappearing.
He's in the other room.
He's in the other room. He's like, I'm just doing the sheets. Oh, gosh. And so you don't know how to discipline her.
No,
you need some help.
I do.
You need some ingenious ways of disciplining your kids. Because you need to do things, I reckon, that tie them out
and
as well.
And she's too smart, right? So I need something that's pretty creative because she's running rings around me. She's all over me. She's cute as hell and she's,
Because I told you what, my mum used to give me half a cent for a lap around the backyard.
See, that's just amazing.
And I would just go out there and run for an hour. And then it'd be like 40 cents and I'd be like, my mum's an idiot. I'm making a fortune. I was in year 10 at the time. I was 16. I should have been younger.
13, 10, 60.
Yes.
What's your ingenious way that I should I don't feel like punish my child's a bit strong word.
No, be firm.
Okay.
131060, ingenious punishments. That's what we're talking about.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you have just joined us, we need ingenious ways you can discipline your gorgeous 2.5-year-old daughter, Evie, who, if you haven't heard the magic of this child before, this is what she sounds like.
She's so cute, and she's so naughty.
This is the problem, because she's realised she's so cute. Right? Yeah. She just gets away with it. Tried putting her in a room that you've never seen in the house before, which we've
since found another door.
learnt is the laundry, and that didn't work. So you are stumped.
Oh, got Emma. Emma, help me. Give me an ingenious idea of how I can punish it. Can we use another word, punish? I feel weird saying
discipline.
Punishment. Discipline.
Em.
Oh, hi, guys. Sorry.
Hey, Em. Em, what should Carrie do?
Well, I used to babysit for a 2-year-old, and she was the exact same. Absolute gave me hell, would just make so many noises at me. And I decided I had enough one day, so I gave it right back to her and just started copying everything she did.
You're going to have to copy what
actually,
she does.
Actually, Emma, that's true, because my son once, he had a meltdown in the dairy aisle at the supermarket, and he was laying on the ground, and I laid on the ground with him, and he never had a meltdown in the dairy aisle again.
Yeah, it was the exact same. She ended up lying down on the ground making noises, so I lay down next to her making noises, and she just ended up giving up and playing with her toys.
Em, this is going to be this is going to be quite the scene. If Evie cries and poos herself, you're just going to...
As long as someone's filming it. Hey, YouTube sensation. Isn't that what we want for this show?
Yeah, and then suddenly you might have a need for the laundry as well.
Angela, have you got anything to help me, babe?
I haven't. I'm really sorry. I have a 14-year-old teenage girl who's been outsmarting me since she was 2.
Did you just ring to say you've got nothing to offer me?
Absolutely nothing. Good luck. That's all I can say. I'm with you, babe. Good luck.
So she's 14. So because that's all right, you've just got another 12 years of it.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And she's my biggest lesson and outsmarts me in everything. She's way smarter than I am.
Okay. So far, if you find something,
let me know.
So far we've got copy.
I'm not sure
her.
Putting your 14-year-old on the naughty corner is going to do anything, but if it works, I'll let you know.
So we go to Courtney. Courtney, have you got something that's better than nothing?
Well, it may be different because my sister was a teenager.
Oh.
She used to sneak out, and when she snuck out once, my mum took every single thing out of her room except for a sheet and a pillow, and then every good thing she did, she got one thing back.
Oh, so you've got to steal everything off Evie.
It's a reverse rewards, yes. Steal it all.
For a long time.
But the bad thing with a 2.5-year-old, I don't think she's very asset rich at the moment, is she? Because wasn't this a teenager?
Yeah, but she's got fun stuff. She's got like bracelets and, you know, clip-clop shoes and, you know, lots of fun things. Okay, I could take them away from her.
How long will that last? I can't even imagine you taking them away from her for long.
No, she's too cute with that little laugh. I couldn't take anything away from her. See, that's my problem.
Well, I bet you...
I really need to get the noise of her when she's not laughing and she's cracking the absolute, because that is enough to make you want to stick her in the naughty corner and shut the door forever.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. You got no answers?
No.
Steal her stuff, basically. Steal her stuff and spend more time in the laundry. I think that's two things.
Hamish and Andy, they are in next. We'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.